Welcome to Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 8, Mishnah 7, a short Mishnah. Ein Shech Nesa Pesach Al HaYachid. The Tanakhama, the first rabbi of the Mishnah, holds that one cannot slaughter a carbon Pesach just for one person. It must be eaten in a chabura as a group of people. Div Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason is, perhaps the person will not be able to finish it, and then the rest of it that's not finished at the right time becomes nosar, becomes left over, and it has to be burnt, and that's not a good thing. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi permits an individual to slaughter the Pesach as long as he can eat the whole lamb. Says the Mishnah, Afilu Chabura Shomeya, even if you have a group of 100 people, She'en Yechon Lecho Kazayis, but they're not able to eat a Kazayis, the minimum shear, the olive's worth, then the law is, Ein Shochtin Aleihem, that you cannot slaughter on their behalf, because the bottom line is the Karban Pesach has to be eaten. Concludes the Mishnah, one cannot make a group of women, slaves, or children. The Talmud explains, the Gemara explains, that you can't have a group of women and slaves, and similarly, a group of slaves and young children. Why? Because it'll bring to perhaps immorality or inappropriateness, and it's not so healthy spiritually. However, if you have a group that's all women, all servants, then it's permissible since they are obligated in the Korban Pesach. However, one cannot have a group of just young children because they are not chayav, they're not obligated, and therefore they cannot be part of a group. Very short Mishnah, nevertheless, wishing you a wonderful and successful day.